An Idaho mother is livid after poison killed her family dog and nearly killed her 14-year-old son. Teresa Mansfield's son was out with Casey the Labrador when they came across a lawn sprinkler. Her son grabbed it, and he got hit in the face with a blast of sodium cyanide.
Kenyon got it in his eye and all on it. He had sweatpants on and a sweatshirt, and I think that helped him. He immediately went and put snow in his eye and rubbed it out, and he knew something was up. And then he called for Casey, and he couldn't find Casey, and he heard Casey grumbling and whining, and he found him, and Casey, it blinded Casey immediately, and he was scared. And Kenyon had to, you know, he was reassuring Casey, I'm here, it's okay, Casey. And so eventually Kenyon watched Casey take his last breath because what it does, it suffocates from the inside out.
The device is called an M44. It's meant to kill coyotes and protect livestock. A story by the Deseret News shows M44s are used in Utah, though Lou Ann Adams with the State Department of Agriculture says they haven't been used on public lands here for, 5 years now.
The M44s have only been used on private ground in Utah, and they work with the landowners. It's by a landowner request. And where they have those M44s, there's two signs that are put up. These signs have to be within 15 feet. They put those out in November, and they take them down just before the Easter weekend. And during that time period, out where they would have them, the dogs and that are closer to home, they're not out there. So they try to do what they can to protect people.
That's little consolation to Teresa Mansfield. She says there were no signs near the cyanide bomb her son triggered. This was on BLM land, just a few football fields from his home. She says Kenyon, the son, has been scarred holding his dog while it died.
It's going to be my mission to make sure they're not used in our country. I think they should be illegal. They should be banned. And I think that the Department of Agriculture at this point is a disgrace. I feel like I've had terrorism in my own backyard.
Wow. The federal agency responsible for placing the so-called cyanide bombs, Wildlife Services, issued a statement after this happened near Pocatello. It says the government is conducting a thorough review.